USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I'm sorry, I watched it, but I fell asleep.
President Trump at a rally in North Dakota, mocking President Obama's remarks in Illinois, saying,
I found he's very good. Very good for sleeping. I think he was trying to take some credit. He was trying to take credit for this incredible thing that's happening to our country.
Meanwhile, at the University of Illinois, former President Obama saying,
in 2 months, we have the chance, not the certainty, but the chance, to restore some semblance of sanity to our politics.
And actor Vince Vaughn, charged with DUI, driving under the influence. He was arrested back in June in Manhattan Beach, California. Vaughn also charged with 3 misdemeanors. He faces up to a year in jail if convicted. His next court date, Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
At the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls out Russia and Iran, accusing leaders in both countries of supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Haley speaking during a UN Security Council meeting.
Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
In other news, former Trump campaign aide George Papadopoulos sentenced to 14 days in jail for lying to the FBI. President Trump calls on his Attorney General Jeff Sessions to investigate the New York Times op-ed report and find out who the anonymous source is. The piece, extremely critical of him, the president speaking with reporters on Air Force One, telling them he believes this is a matter of national security.
Because I think it's national security. I would say Jeff should be investigating who the author of that piece was, because I really believe it's national security.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
News now about the economy.
Not only did the economy add 201,000 new jobs in August, but according to Alandy Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average pay rate for workers also increased.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 201,000 in August, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.9%. Job gains occurred in professional and business services, health care, wholesale trade, transportation and warehousing, and mining. Over the year, average hourly earnings increased 2.9%, the highest since June 2009.
I'm John Clemens.
A change coming in the annual Oscar Awards. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
And the Oscar goes to... The Oscar goes to...
The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says it's postponing introduction of the new popular Oscar category that it was going to introduce at its upcoming 91st Academy Awards on February 24th. The Academy says in a statement that it's recognized that implementing any new award 9 months into the year creates challenges for films that have already been released. The Board of Governors says it will continue to actively engage in discussion and will seek input regarding the category going forward, but it's already been receiving plenty of unsolicited input from many in the industry who are questioning what a popular award criteria would be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.